All right, so I've been discussing this Friday is a fast day, this Friday, the post can bring down, of Erev Shabbos Parshat Chukat, and we mentioned yesterday from the Shibolei Aleket that the fast is because in the 13th century, they took 24 wagon loads filled with Sifrei Talmud Halachot Vagaru, handwritten Sfarim, and they burnt them all in the Place La Concorde in Paris. And also, and the Shabura brings down, as the name of Magen Avraham, in a different incident, and there were two communities that were destroyed during the Zero Tach Bitar, during the Khmelnytsky pogroms on this Friday. So that's the way the post can bring down. This Friday is a fast day. Not so many people fast, but it's on the Luach. So I wanted to quote a different aspect of it. The Rambam, we don't think of it this way, but it was very controversial. The Rambam died in 1204, and some of his works were considered very controversial in Sefer Mada and the Mor Nebuchim. He had ideas about Tchid HaMeitim, he had ideas about Korbanot, about allegory. So during the lifetime of the Rambam and immediately following, so it was controversial, but it still maintained within certain bounds. That's the way Rabbi Beryl Wine describes it. But then the years later on, like in 30 or 40 years after the death of the Rambam, the controversy really took off, and it got very, very serious. So some Jews had the idea that they would go to the non-Jews and declare that these books are blasphemous not only to Jews, but blasphemous to the non-Jews. So that's what they did. They went to the Dominicans, and that's what they said. And as a result of that, so the Mor Nebuchim and Sefer Mada were publicly burned. They were grabbing Sfarim and they were being publicly burned. And that was done, he says, this is in the Art Scroll keynote, he says, in Montpellier in France in 1234. Then in 1242, he wants to say, or 1244, they were burning again the Sfarim of the Rambam in Paris. Now, I'm going to read a letter, or a copy of a letter. This letter was written by Rav Hillel of Verona. Now, Rav Schechter says this letter is not so reliable, and it may not even be authentic. I know Larry feels that way as well. This letter from Rav Hillel of Verona about the burning. But it has ideas. We're going to go through it anyway, and we'll see what he says. So he takes it. He was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says that because the Aveirah they burnt the Sifrei Rambam, that's why the Chachmei Tzarfat were punished with the burning of the Sifrei Talmud. And this is what he connects the two incidents, that they were so forbrent, if I can use that word. They were so eager to burn the Sifrei Talmud, the Rambam, so as a result of that, al pi hashgacha, so they're the Sifrei Talmud got all burnt up. And that was Sfarim. He says, v'im tshalenim yodei shotam gzirat hayuba avon strefen amada b'mor. You'll ask me, how do I know anything, one has got one to do with the other? So he says, in Cha, hine ot v'amofei, shlob sikuar but miyom, yom srefat sifrei rabbeinu, and srefat sifrei Talmud. He says that it was only, like, wasn't even 40 days between burning the Sifrei Rambam to the burning of the Talmud. The same place they burnt the Sifrei Rambam, they end up sort of burning the Sifrei Talmud. He says, "V'netarev efer Sifrei Talmud, efer Sifrei Amad v'Amora," and the ashes of all the Sfarim, you know, were mixed in because they had been burnt there. Ki adayin ha'efer b'makom. V'yudim v'goyim yadu la'alter. Jews and non-Jews knew immediately ki din shamayim haya. He says that this was a din min shamayim, one for the other. He says u'mimarom shalchu eish al ki shalchu yad b'sifrei hakodesh, that one was punishment for the other. He says v'harav rabbeinu Yonah ha'gadol mi'Barcelona haya rosh v'katzin al kol otam. He says hamasim asher nasu b'Tzarfat. Rabbeinu Yonah was the famous Rabbeinu Yonah who we know from Shari Tshuva. He was in the forefront of the attack on the Rambam. And some people say that as a result of this incident, he wrote Shaarei Tshuva. No, Shaarei Tshuva, you know, deals with doing repentance, and we'll see in a minute that he had tremendous charata for the attack on the Rambam. But as the Meislavavo believed Kolos Rav. So after this whole thing was said and done, like the Lekochas were taken out of the people who had been so opposed to the Rambam, he took upon himself to go to the kever of the Rambam with a minion of people. You know, there's a derech, like if you've done something wrong to somebody who's no longer alive, So you can't ask mechila for him, but you go to his kever with 10 Jews and ask mechila. He says, "V'liv kodal kibro shivi yamim," and he accepted upon himself to go to the kever of the Rambam to cry by the kever for 7 days. Shimcholo al shirma al b'sfarav, to ask him for mechila for what he had done for the sifrei sfarim of the Rambam. He admitted in front of everybody, "I'm deeply embarrassed that I, raised my voice against the Rambam." He says, "Rabbeinu Kadosh, Rav Moshe ben Maimon Sfarav, v'hinani modeh b'leiv menefesh v'omer Moshe emet v'torato emet v'kulana badayim." I now say that Moshe. Then this is a famous line from the Gemara. So the Gemara Bava Batra says that the Bluei Korach, that the people, we just had last week's Parsha Shavu was Parsha Korach, that the people who had been swallowed up in the ground, so they would hear them saying, Moshe Emet, V'Torah To Emet, V'Heim Badayim. The simple pshat is that Moshe is true, and his Torah is true, and they, meaning we ourselves, our law, are false. So here he's applying that line to himself. He says, Moshe Emet, meaning the Rambam, Moshe Emet, V'Torah To Emet. The Rambam is Emes, he's true, it's Emes. V'Kulana Badayim, we were all false. Vani Mikabel Alaya Meshav Lech Shekel Kibro, he accepted to go to his kever. Vaznafal Pachad Rabbeinu Al Kol Kilot. So then, like the Pachad, the Rambam fell on all of us. V'chomisha Par Negdo Kibelav Din Shemayim Alav. Anybody who would speak against the Rambam was Mikabel Din from Shemayim, meaning bad things going to happen. V'Rav Yonah Kavah Yeshiva To Barcelona. Yonah establishes Yeshiva in Barcelona. He says, V'chol Halacha Yamazkir Mechibur Rabbeinu Moshe V'Omer. In every shir, he'd quote from the Rambam and say, Rabbeinu Moshe Ketav Kein Mechiburau. The Rambam is written this way in his Chibur and in the Mishnah Torah, presumably. V'nirin lo devarav v'lo kalach al sfarato. In other words, that's correct, and he wasn't cholek with it. So, even though I told you this letter may not be so reliable, but the ideas in it are certainly very nice ideas. So, let me just mention some of the ideas from the whole Maaseh. One is the idea of, being able to do a tshuva shlema, like it's... Rabbeinu Yonah, to do tshuva, it takes some embarrassment to admit you're wrong. And Rabbeinu Yonah, he was a gadol, so he's in front of everybody. But it's not so pashut to do something like that. So it's it teaches you a little bit about doing tshuva. All right. Then this idea we had about Nicholas Donner de la Rochelle, like the Jew was on the forefront of attacking the Sifrei Talmud, and it's like there's a pasuk. It says in Yeshayah, that your destroyers will come from your midst. In other words, the worst situation is when you have like this Jew. He was a meshumet and he was attacking all the Sifrei Talmud. That's terrible. And then going to the non-Jewish authorities is not a good idea. Like when one Jew has got a fight with another Jew, goes to the non-Jewish authorities. It doesn't work out very well in the end. And here, they went to the Dominicans, to burn the Sifrei HaRambam. It did not work out well. And, it's similar, with the Chabad, with, the Misnagdim, they complained about to the Tsarist government about the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, and he was put in prison, and he was finally released. But it doesn't work out very well with situations like that. Okay, there are other things to talk about with this fast, which is this coming Friday. But the main thing is everybody should know that there's a date on the calendar. And if you want to think about the events, that's certainly an appropriate thing to do. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts?